President Ahmadinejad, thank you so much for being in our program. I would like to start with a couple of questions on the nuclear issue first. In your speech in New York, you said that the atomic bomb is a crime against humanity. And time again, you said that Iran does not want to make a nuclear bomb. My question is, why not? You live in a region where most of the countries have atomic weapons. Pakistan has the nuclear bomb, the Russians have it, the Israelis, of course, and the Americans in Afghanistan and in Iraq. All your neighbors have atomic weapons. Why don't you want it?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم اجل وليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من خير انصاره وأوانه والمستشهدين بين يديه. من اول سلام میکنم به مردم خوب و
First of all I wish to say hello to the good people of the Netherlands and all those who are going to watch this interview.
ما قبلا هم اعلام کردیم که
We have already announced that the atomic bomb is the ugliest weapon made in the history of mankind. It is the the most anti-humanitarian kind of weapons. We are against the atomic and nuclear weapons for two reasons. Because it is a very terrible and fatal weapon of mass destruction. And it is not in line with any humanitarian criteria.
دوم اینکه مناسبات جهان نیازمند بمب نیست.
Relations does not need a bomb.
بمب اتم به هیچ کس کمک نمی‌کنه.
The atomic bomb is not going to help any country.
کارایی نداره.
It has no efficiency.
بلکه تنش‌ها رو تشدید می‌کنه.
It only raises the tensions.
ما میگیم اون کسایی که بمب دارن باید خلع سلاح بشن.
We think all those countries who possess nuclear bombs must be disarmed.
کسی که به دنبال خلع سلاح خودش دیگه نمیتونه بمب داشته باشه.
And countries that seek to promote disarmament cannot do not have any goal for creating such bombs.
چرا خلع سلاح اتفاق نیفتاد؟
Why disarmament has not yet taken place?
برای اینکه خلع سلاح رو سپردن به دارندگان سلاح.
Because disarmament is going to be followed and promoted by the nuclear weapon countries.
اونایی که سلاح دارن که هیچ وقت با خلع سلاح موافقت نمی‌کنن.
Therefore, countries who possess nuclear weapons will never agree with the idea of disarmament.
ما از ناحیه بمب‌های اتمی احساس خطر نمی‌کنیم.
We feel no danger or jeopardy on the part of nuclear weapons.
چون کسی قادر نیست از اونها استفاده بکنه.
Because no country is capable of using those bombs.
بنابراین هم ما اصل بمب رو قبول نداریم.
So we do not accept or recognize the main idea of having bomb or the bomb itself.
و هم اون رو فاقد کار کرد برای حل مسائل جهان میشناسیم.
We believe at the same time it has no effect for the settlement of global issues.
بنابراین نیازی به بمب نداره.
So we do not need nuclear bombs.
So when you're not wanting to build a nuclear bomb and so you have nothing to hide. Why don't you fully cooperate with the inspections of the International Atomic Agency? They have been critical, you know.
چرا ما همکاری میکنیم؟
Yes, we cooperate with the IAEA within the framework of the international law.
هر همکاری یه چارچوب میخواد.
There should be a framework for any kind of cooperation.
ما بیش از چارچوب توافق و قانون همکاری کردیم.
We went beyond that framework and the international law.
اما بعضی وقتا تقاضاهایی میکنن که خارج از همه مقررات.
There are certain demands which go beyond those regulations.
خب این کار خلافی است.
So this is not correct and it is against the law.
اساسنامه آژانس چنین اجازه‌ای نمیده.
And it is not also it is not permitted by the statute of the
IAEA. کار سیاسی تحت فشار بعضی دولت هاست.
That is a political work. It is politically motivated and it is done under the pressures of certain governments. And it lacks any legal argument.
بیشترین همکاری رو ما کردیم.
We have provided the most cooperation
نسبت به همه اعضا
as compared with
نسبت به همه اعضا ما بیشترین همکاری رو کردیم.
But Mr.
President, how do you judge the fact that it is the president of the International Atomic Agency himself who is saying, he said it on March number 1, on March the 1st, we cannot confirm that all nuclear materials in Iran is in peaceful activities. And he also says Iran has not provided the agency with the necessary cooperation. It is the chief of the agency itself who is saying that you are not cooperating fully.
من از شما سوال میکنم اگر ما جزء اعضای دائم شورای امنیت بودیم باز این رئیس همینطور صحبت میکرد.
If we were one of the permanent members of the Security Council, would the Director General of the IAEA raise the same question?
آیا اینطوری صحبت میکرد؟
Would he speak like that?
روشن صحنه.
Clearly, that's
America
not true. The United States possess a few thousand nuclear weapons and warheads, and he committed itself to reduce the number of those warheads. They did not even exercise any inspection on those places or
arsenals.
And the United States has never cooperated with the IAEA.
اما رئیس آژانس جرأت نداره به حرف بزنه.
General of the IA does not dare to talk like this.
رئیس آژانس تحت فشار دولت آمریکایی حرفا رو میزنه.
He talks like that against us under the pressure of the United States. He presents no evidence or document.
طبق کدوم بند اساسنامه؟
He should say on what basis, what ground and what paragraph or article of the statute.
کدوم تعهدی بوده ما تعهد کردیم انجام ندادیم.
What was the commitment we have never carried out or we have not fulfilled?
وجود نداره.
It does not exist.
یه اظهار نظر سیاسیه.
It's just an expression of opinion and it is politically motivated.
بنابراین فقط ارزش حقوقی است.
So it lacks any legal value.
So the EIAA is not fair towards Iran is what you're saying.
حتما همینطوره. طبق ماده 4
to article 4
they have the obligation انرژی صلح‌آمیز به ما کمک کنند.
To help us for developing peaceful nuclear energy. They have the responsibility to provide the technology and they have the responsibility to support us legally.
هیچ وقت چنین کاری نکردند.
But they have never done so.
بلکه همیشه به ما فشار آوردند.
They continue to put pressures on us.
حتی گزارش‌های دو پهلو صادر کردند.
They even provided biased reports against the Islamic Republic of Iran. Today in the world, all countries know about the positions of the IAEA, which are under the pressures of the permanent members of the Security Council. This is one of the reasons behind their failure in disarmament.
و نتونستن جلوی اشاعه رو بگیرن.
They have failed to prevent proliferation of nuclear weapons.
After
the establishment of the IAEA, a number of countries acceded to the nuclear weapons. It means that they have not been successful in preventing the proliferation. Because some of these countries, all of these countries have always been supported by one of the members, permanent members of the Security Council. So the IAEA has failed to carry out and fulfill its responsibilities.
So you say the International Atomic Agency is not right when they are saying that Iran is not fully cooperating. Does that mean that Iran is fully cooperating? Can the inspectors of the Atomic Agency get access to everywhere they want? Can they see everything they want? Can they in fact really check whether Iran is producing atomic weapons or not? Because of course the problem is when you don't let inspectors in, there's no way to check whether what you are saying is true or not.
حالا شما در جریان باشید که
You must know
that
the IAEA has fixed its cameras on all Iran's nuclear facilities. And all nuclear materials that are displaced, for example, on 100 grams, is controlled by the agency and they can be displaced with the permission of the agency.
وقتی ما به کسی میگیم شما به اندازه کافی همکاری نکردید،
when we say they have not cooperated sufficiently, we should define the word sufficient or sufficiency.
و اینم باید مبتنی بر قوانین باشه.
That must be on the basis of the law and regulations.
کجا در کدام تعهد ما کاری بوده ما
انجام where and when we have not fulfilled our responsibilities. It has never existed. The agency has raised 6 questions in the Islamic Republic of Iran. And we have been able to provide answers to all these endorsements of our answers.
دولت آمریکا اومده یه ادعاهای علیه ما
مطرح. The Americans made certain claims against Iran in this respect.
طبق مقررات
and according to the law, claims voiced by the members of the IAEA cannot be heard or accepted.
اما آژانس برخلاف قانون
but the agency, unlike the current and existing laws, refers to such claims. No member is allowed to take action against any other member in the agency.
ولی آژانس به این
اعتراض میکنه. But the IAEA recognized such claims under political pressures.
معلومه که ادعاها غیر واقعی.
And clearly these claims are not real.
مشکل هسته ای این نیست که ما nuclear problem کردیم یا جواب
the point is not isn't that we have not cooperated or we have not provided the answers. Even the Western officials said that this is the problem of Iran's relationship with the United States. And they have also, it has also been repeated by the people in the IAEA. They say, because you are at loggerheads with the United States, we are not able to solve the issue.
اینا همه امروز میدونن.
Everybody knows that today.
موضوع هسته‌ای یه بهانه است.
So the nuclear issue is just an excuse or a pretext. In our region, the United States has equipped the Zionist regime with nuclear weapons.
دولت هند الان هسته‌ای شده.
The Indian government is now Indians are now a nuclear state.
خارج از نظارت آژانس.
And outside the inspection and the control system of the IAEA, the United States has established and maintained very good relationship with India, and they have never raised any objection against India. So this is a political issue, and it is very much clear to us. So there is no problem. There is a political dispute between Iran and the United States. It's not important. The United States has much influence in the IAEA, and they try to put us under pressure through the agency. They have the same influence in the Security Council, and they try to use their influence against us from that forum. It doesn't mean that they are doing everything legally and everything they do is right.
Can you explain to me, Mr. President, why it is actually that Iran wants to master the nuclear technology itself? Why do you want to enrich uranium? I mean, for civilian purposes, it's not really necessary to master the technology yourselves. Why don't you stop the enrichment program?
چرا باید وارد کنی؟
Why should we import that?
انرژی هسته‌ای مهمتره یا بنزین؟
Is nuclear energy more important or the gas?
انرژی هسته‌ای مهمتره یا قطعات هواپیمای مسافری؟
Is that more important than the aircraft spare parts?
اونا الان قطعه هواپیما به ما نمیدن.
Presently, they do not give us the plane aircraft spare parts. They have sold the aircraft passengers to Iran.
اما قطعاتشو نمیدن.
But they do not provide the spare parts.
چطور بعدن به ما سوخت هسته‌ای میدن؟
So how and when are they going to provide that nuclear fuel? to your
heart.
I think you should take note of two important issues. One question is about the fuel for Tehran reactor. The Tehran reactor is a reactor that is built for humanitarian purposes. It produces medicines.
این سوختش داره تمام میشه.
And the reactor is running out of fuel.
بیش از یک ساله که ما اعلام کردیم به آژانس که به ما سوخت.
For more than a year we have announced to the agency that we need fuel for our reactor in Tehran.
خب بهانه های سیاسی آوردن.
They have raised different political excuses.
شرط های سیاسی گذاشتن.
And they have also set political conditions.
شرط هایی که استقلال ما را مخدوش میکنه.
And these conditions undermine our sovereignty and independence.
و حقوق اساسی شناخته شده ما طبق منشور ملل متحد رو مخدوش
میکنه. Those conditions are also in violation of our basic rights in accordance with the United Nations Charter.
بعد که بالاخره ما پذیرفتیم گفتیم بسیار خوب.
Finally, we have accepted.
سوخت اولیه رو میدیم.
Okay, we will provide the primary fuel and then you can give us the highly enriched uranium.
میگن دو سال دیگه به شما میدیم.
They say we can provide it in 2 years.
و تازه شرطش اینه که شما تولید 20% خودتون رو متوقف کنید.
They say you should stop the production of uranium 20 with 20 grade.
دو سال گذشت. ما هم متوقف کردیم مثل قطعه هم به ما سوخ ندادن.
Has already passed and we stopped production of uranium grade 20 and again they did not and if we do it they do not provide the fuel. What are we going to do with 800,000 patients in our country? That's one point. That's second one.
ما با همه این کشورها قرارداد هسته‌ای داشتیم.
We had nuclear contracts with many of these countries.
همه اینها به طور یک جانبه قراردادها را لغو کرد.
All these countries unilaterally revoked those contracts.
بیش از 30 ساله.
It's been for more than 30 years.
اینها با رژیم دیکتاتوری شاه قرارداد هسته‌ای داشتند.
They had signed contracts with the dictatorship of the Shah in Iran.
اما با ملت ایران نه.
But now they are going to. They have cancelled all those contracts against the people.
ما چطور میتونیم اعتماد کنیم که اینها به ما سوخت خواهند داد؟
How can we trust them? How can we trust that they would provide for Iran? We have the experiences of history.
اینها قراردادهای خودشون رو یک جانبه لغو میکنن.
They cancel the contract unilaterally.
و ما نمیتونیم به جای شکایت کنیم.
And we cannot raise complaint.
باید به خود اینا شکایت کنیم.
To any place. We have to complain.
یعنی باید به مجرم شکایت کنیم از خود مجرم.
It means that we should raise a complaint before convict. So there is no guarantee.
On the other hand, Mr. President, can you understand that the world is a bit worried about you? You are a president who repeatedly asked for the destruction of Israel. You are almost every week proudly presenting new weapon systems. I mean, can you understand that there is a little nervousness?
Who is concerned about it?
Well, I would say at least of the countries who press for sanctions.
خب ما هم از اونها نگران.
We are also concerned about it.
نگرانی اونها که نمیتونه تبدیل به قانون بشه که.
Their concerns do not mean that they should be turned into law.
ما هم از اونها نگرانی.
We are also concerned
خب
about
چی?
Them. So, what is that?
قانون باید قضاوت کنه.
The law should make a judgment.
حق باید قضاوت کنه.
There should be the right to judge.
البته اونها از ما از سلاح ما نگران نیستن.
They are not concerned about our weapons. Or our weapon systems. That is very much clear.
ما بارها اعلام کردیم که سلاح‌های ایران دفاعی است.
Iran's weapons are defensive and for defense purposes.
و ما به هیچ کشوری هم تجاوز نکردیم.
And Iran has never committed any act of aggression against any country.
اما وقتی صدام به ما تجاوز کرد.
But when
اروپایی ها حمایت کردن، بعضی کشورهای اروپایی، همونایی که امروز احساس
میگن
دولت آمریکا هم حمایت
کرد، that regime of Saddam Hussein, as well as the United States. We have never committed any act of aggression against Iraq at the time. So we should be concerned about that situation. And we say that we do not want nuclear weapons in spite of that. Why are they concerned about us? I think they are very much concerned about the development of our culture, our thoughts,
because
we follow humanitarian thoughts and thinking.
مخالف
and it is against hegemony. It is against colonialism. It is against war.
مخالف
تجاوز. And it is against aggression.
و این با سیاست‌های بعضی از اونها.
They are not in line.
اونا میخوان به راحتی فلسطین رو اشغال کنن، عراق رو اشغال کنن،
افغانستان رو اشغال کنن
و کسی چیزی نگه.
And they don't want any other country
خاورمیانه رو اشغال کنن.
Raise objection against. They want to occupy the entire Middle East region and they don't want any objections from other countries.
With the sanctions, with the possibility of military attack, aren't you playing with fire, Mr. President?
Let me ask a question first.
نیروهای هلندی در افغانستان چیکار میکنه؟
What is the role of the Dutch forces in Afghanistan?
هلند تو افغانستان 5000 کیلومتر
فاصله. Netherlands is there is a distance of 5000 kilometers between.
نیروی نظامی هلند در افغانستان چیکار میکنه؟
So what is the Dutch military doing in Afghanistan?
مگه افغانستان مردم نداره؟
So do you think there is nobody in Afghanistan? The people of Afghanistan themselves.
Maybe you haven't heard, but the Dutch have pulled out of Afghanistan. There are no Dutch troops in Afghanistan anymore. There were, but not anymore.
Yes, I have heard about it. They are supposed to.
There are no Dutch troops in Afghanistan anymore. There were, but not anymore.
Yes, I have heard about it. They are supposed to pull out.
خیلی کار خوبی میکنه.
And it is the right thing to do.
من سوال میکنم اومدنشون اشتباه بود یا رفتنشون اشتباه؟
What was the reason for coming and what is the reason for going? What was the mistake, the coming or going out?
کدوم اشتباه بود؟
What was the main mistake?
وقتی میرن بیرون معنیش اینه که اومدن اشتباه بود.
When they are going to withdraw, it means that it was a mistake to send troops to Afghanistan.
دولت‌های اروپایی اومدن در افغانستان.
The European governments sent their forces to Afghanistan.
برای چی اومده؟
Why?
دنبال چی هستن؟
What are they seeking to obtain?
ما باید نگران باشیم.
So we must be concerned.
ما که نیومدیم تو اروپا.
We have never sent any troop to Europe.
ما اومدیم در اروپا.
Are we in Europe?
آیا نیروی نظامی ایران اومده در کنار مرزهای
military
آلمان
beside the borders of Germany
انگلستان
the British
ما تو خاک خودمون
United Kingdom no
چی باید نگران باشه
so who should be concerned about the future
actually when you think of Holland Netherlands what comes to your mind
فکر میکنه مردم هلند مردم خوبیه.
We think the Dutch people are very good people.
مثل بقیه مردم دنیا.
Like people in other parts.
دوست دارن با ملت‌ها در صلح و صمیمیت زندگی کنن.
Of course they like to have to build.
مردم تلاشگری هستن.
With other nations, they are hard working.
و سنت‌های خودشون احترام می‌ذارن.
They are committed to their traditions and customs.
مردم مذهبی هستن.
They are religious.
علاقمند به صلح هم
and they are very much interested
مثل بقیه ملت‌های دنیا
peace, like other nations of
مردم اصلا کار میکنن تلاش میکنن
they are hard
زندگی
working.
میکنن
they are going to build a good life
البته خب در ظاهر هم آب و دریا و گل و کشتی و
I may also remember the water, flowers and ships in your country when I think about
ما
the Netherlands and we love them
Have you also heard of our most famous politician, Mr. Geert Wilders?
Do you see
about him?
You know him?
آیا شما اسم ایشونو شنیدین؟
کدوم چیزشو منظورتون هست؟
What about him? Can you tell me something about him?
Yes, he's the leader of the anti-Islamic party in the Netherlands, and he said, for example, that the Holy Quran should be burned. He is going to take an important part. He's going to be an important partner to the next Dutch government. I was wondering, how would you like to comment on him?
These issues are not very important, the issues that have been raised by him. Because in the course of history, there have been a lot of people who wanted to destroy the divine messages and revelations. They have gone away, and the divine revelations still remain. There have been many people in the course of history who wanted to destroy love and compassion. They have gone away, and we still have
Islam
love.
Islam
is the religion of love and compassion. It is the religion of brotherhood and friendship.
And
it is the religion of peace and love for all. And this is justice. I don't think there is nobody in the world to be against Islam. Those who are against Islam are against humanity. And they are against justice. They are against love and compassion.
البته انتخابات در هر کشور حق مردم اون کشور است.
Of course, elections are the legitimate and inalienable rights.
ما دخالتی در کار مردم نمی کنیم.
It is not our intention to interfere.
هر کسی رو مردم انتخاب بکنن محترم هست.
Who is elected by people should be respected.
اما فکر میکنیم همه باید به آزادی اندیشه
everybody
آزادی دین
must commit himself to the freedom of religion and freedom of expression. This is a responsibility and obligation. And all members of the United States should follow the same policy. And every government in the country should follow the same policies and standards. One who is going to take a different course would never succeed in doing so.
خود مردم هلند اجازه نمیدن.
Even the people of the Netherlands wouldn't allow such people and politicians to go to extreme, because extremism is against all members of human community.
So do you expect that when Mr. Wilder's party, when his anti-Islamic party, is going to be an important partner to the new government, will that have an impact on relations between Holland and Iran, or Holland and the wider Muslim world?
We do not change the relations between
them. And
Islamic nations would also would not change either relations. It depends on the behavior and policies of the Dutch government. If they follow everything based on justice, and they will see the same in reciprocity. If it's not so, they will take the decisions based on their policies. So I think such words and rhetoric against Islam or against religion are the things of the past. Human beings are free to choose their own religion. And it is free to all. We respect, for example, Christianity. They are free in Iran.
از حقوق مساوی برخوردار.
And they enjoy equal rights.
یهودیان در ایران هستند.
And we also have Jews, a Jewish community in our country.
مساوی برخوردار.
They also enjoy equal rights.
روابط انسانی.
So we have established humanitarian relationships.
امیدواریم احزاب و گروه‌ها هم در
parties
اروپا، در هلند،
in Europe, in the Netherlands.
متوجه باشند که با این رفتارها نمیتونن آینده.
Would understand the fact that with such behavior they cannot build a bright future. And I think many of these things are inculcated by the Zionists.
چون کسی که دیندار باشه نمیتونه مخالف
religious people can never be against other religions.
یه مسلمان نمیتونه بگه من مخالف مسیحی.
A devoted Muslim can never say I'm against Christianity.
یا یه مسیحی بگه من مخالف اسلام.
Or a devoted Christian can never say I am against Islam.
یا یه یهودی بگه من مخالف مسیحی.
Or a devoted Jew can never say I am against Christianity or Islam.
منطق دین یک منطق.
Because the logic of religion is the same. Only one logic.
کسی یه دین رو پذیرفت.
When you follow a religion, you would commit yourself to respect other religions.
So is Mr. Wilders in the hands of the Zionists? Is that what you are suggesting?
من چنین حرفی نزدم.
You said that.
من میگم مخالفت با ادیان القاعات
دین opposing other religions must be the inculcations of the Zionists because they have no religions. The Zionists have no religions. The only group that are against religion are the Zionists.
اونا مخالف هر نوع دینی هستند.
They are against any religions in the world because religion invites all to brotherhood, tolerance and justice.
اما اونها دعوت به جنگ میکنن.
But they invite all to war and hostility.
اونها دین ندارن.
They have no religion.
و با هر دینی مخالفن.
And they are against all religions.
امروز میگن اسلام.
Today they say Islam.
اگه فردا مسیحی ها با اونها مخالفت کنن.
If tomorrow they see Christians are against them, they continue to be against Christianity.
تعداد زیادی یهودی در دنیا
هستن. Now a large number of Jews are against the Zionists.
سیونیست‌ها با اونها مخالفن.
The Zionists are against them too.
Finally, if you allow me one last question, Mr. President, it's a question about an Iranian woman. Her name is Zahra Barhami. She has a double nationality. She's Iranian. She also has a Dutch passport. She is in prison in Iran because she took part in the protest. The Dutch government is very worried about her and asked if they can visit her. Would that be possible?
میشه که ایران قطع به قوانین ما هر کسی یه تابعیت بیشتر نمیتونه داشته.
According to Allah, everybody can have just one nationality.
یا ایرانیست یا هلندی.
She's either Iranian or Dutch.
چون کسایی که تخلفی بکنن دستگاه قضایی برخورد میکنه. اگر هلندی باشه قطعا باید سفارت هلند بیاد و
I think consular access must be provided for the embassy. Then they should follow the case through the judiciary.
اگر هم ایرانی هست که دیگه موضوع منتفی است.
If it is Iranian, the question is not, it is out of question to.
مثل بقیه ایرانی هست بالاخره.
Like other Iranians.
مسیر دادرسی هست، آیین دادرسی هست.
Go through the legal procedures.
اما من نشنیدم این اسمی که شما میگید، من نشنیدم تا الان.